Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 86, recorded on June 8th, 2012. Hey, I'm Brent Copeland.
Hey, I'm Wes Wilson.
And hey, it's my birthday.
Not yet. Hey, birthday.
Oh, sorry.
Almost.
It's Eric Fullerton, and tomorrow is my birthday. But if we make this show long enough, it will become my birthday.
Yeah.
In fact, it's already my birthday in Australia.
That's right. Oh, that's true. So happy birthday, Eric.
Yeah. So we have a guest today.
Yes, we do.
Who goes by the name of Top Mass, or Matt.
Hello.
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 Minecrafted. Is your channel. We're doing excellent. How are you doing there up in Canada?
Canadia land. Yes, I'm doing good.
Canadia land.
And you have some cool stuff on your channel. Pimp My Minecraft. Is your mic good?
He needs to go up.
I don't know.
Up.
Is it okay? Sorry.
Yeah,
I think Wes is
sounds
drunk.
Good.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an awesome series.
Oh,
really, really good
appreciate
stuff.
That.
Yeah. And are you, what network are you on?
He's on the Game Station.
You're on the Game
Fellow
Station.
Fellow Game Stationer.
Not exactly.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Or not.
Well, I've got my two other channels are with the Game Station.
So you've got three channels.
Well, you kind of, yeah.
Five.
How does that work out for you? I mean, I know a lot of people have tried to make multiple channels. Like Toby Turner tried to have his, what is it?
The vlog.
Cute Win Fail on a separate channel,
yeah.
And he brought it back to his Toby Turner channel.
Right.
Do you like the multiple channels thing? Do you feel like they cross-pollinate enough?
Well, my main channel is called Minecrafted, so it's just Minecraft. And then my other one's just general gaming, and then the other one I had before all of them, and it was just music, so it's just my music channel.
And
so
that
it wasn't
makes
intended
sense.
That way.
I mean, Eric and I were talking before the show, we're like, man, what's he going to do when the Minecraft bubble pops?
That's why you've got the other one.
So, you know, we thought you had your eggs in one basket, but it turns out you don't. So, which channel's actually with the Game Station?
My general gaming channel, which I haven't really even been putting content on. Sorry, guys.
Okay, that's
and
okay.
And my music one.
Okay, so just contractually, that's the only one we're allowed to talk about. Is your gaming one this show? I'm just kidding. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Cool.
The Minecraft one, because we got a bunch of Minecraft fans in the audience tonight. And, of course, listening on their iPhones and pods and Zooms.
Zooms.
Do people still listen on
Zooms? Zooms?
I don't know.
No,
don't.
Zoom is actually closing down. I read an article the other day.
Really?
They're consolidating it, and it's going to become Xbox Music. That's the official name for it.
Okay.
No longer is it Zune or Zune market state.
And soon
marketplace.
Will it be like your controller for your Xbox will be your Zune?
Yeah, who knows? I'll just slap an LCD monitor on it.
And it'll be like the controller like the for the Xbox, but you listen to
music.
Well,
they're coming out with that glass.
Carry it around with you and call people on it.
They're coming out with Xbox Glass. You'll be able to, like, you know, drive your Xbox, you know, So, you know, maybe that's
smart glass or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Excellent.
Excellent. Is it excellent?
By the way, my lawyers have informed me that under no circumstances did the Shaft actually believe that the Minecraft bubble will pop.
Yeah,
I
that's
repeat,
true. That'll never
that will never happen.
No.
And when we say bobble, bobble.
Bobble?
I said bobble. When the bobble pops, what we're talking about is just the mass. Everybody, there's going to be a lot of people playing Minecraft for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Anyway. So definitely go to youtube.com/minecrafted. Follow Matt on Twitter, minecrafted_. And I'm sure he will tweet to you and let you know the other channels to follow and look at.
Yeah. Don't worry about those.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll worry about those.
Don't worry.
So before we go further into the show, how about we talk about these awesome, incredible sponsors?
I like the awesome and incredible ones. The other ones, eh.
Well, these are all awesome today.
Okay.
I don't know if you know... Matt, but we have our listeners actually sponsor the show for us. So they call in and write to us and give us $10 bills with a message on it. And we got a few here. We got one here from NickRon100 who says,
"Happy birthday, Eric."
Thank you.
And one from High on Definition, who says,
happy birthday.
Oh, you can't read that. Oh, no, happy birthday, Eric. Take all the sponsors' cash and go party.
That's exactly what I plan on doing.
All of it. All the many thousands of dollars.
Yes. And of course, Crommy, who says,
happy birthday, Eric. Well, back to work I go. He can't be with the show with us tonight. That's awfully. That he's usually moderating the chat room.
Yeah.
And Zylinder, who says,
Ex-Zylinder.
Ex-Zylinder, sorry. Says, din mor var in hamster ak din far luktar gamla blah. Which translation, do we read the translation?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Says, your mother was a hamster and your father smells of elderberries.
Excellent. I think that was for you too, Eric.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Now, we do have two server sponsors. If you have a server and you want people to know about it, for $25, just send in a $25 bill with your message on it. The first one here is from AZ Crafters, who they're actually doing something pretty cool. They've been doing this for almost a month now, but they're doing a $100 USD grand prize build competition, and you can find more at tiny.cc/AZ build.
Excellent.
Did that everybody get that?
Yeah, okay. $100 prize.
And our last Minecraft server sponsor is from Miner Central. They have quality Minecraft gaming videos at youtube.com/MinerCentral.
And they're doing a new video with the Lord Bones, who is a regular server sponsor of the Shaft.
Oh, nice. Crossover.
So definitely hit those two up. Tiny.cc. I feel like I'm not saying CC right.
Yeah.
CC Rider.
Like CC DeVille?
Yes. /AZ build. And then also youtube.com/MinerCentral.
So, Matt, I wanted to ask you about the Pimp My Minecraft series. Can you just explain that for anybody who hasn't, you know, that doesn't know about it?
Okay, cool. Yeah. So basically, we just kind of, I thought of the idea, like, you know, that'd be cool. And then, obviously, like, I can build, but I can't build anywhere near, you know, some people. So I teamed up with my buddy Block Fortress, and we just kind of went around servers saying, like, hey, can we do a build? And people let us, and then we just snuck up on them and built their houses and then got their reaction when they were done.
That is so crazy. And they come back and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, I saw the one with Syndicate on there, and it's just like, whoa, oh my God. And it's like, you know, it's like MTV, right? It's like you go with the same style. It's not like you grief them or make it crappy or anything like that. So it's like you keep the same style. And in fact, you seem to actually incorporate features that the original person actually never got around to doing, like, you know what I mean? And that's really smart. That's a really good idea. Yeah, reverse griefing, Dragonfly in the chat room.
People call it that sometimes, yeah.
So is it a lot of fence posts and upside down stairs? Is that?
aesthetics, as Block Fortress would say. Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, when y'all are doing this, have y'all ever had a time when someone was upset that you, like, really made their stuff cool?
You know, it's funny, a lot of people ask that, and most of the time it's like the admins are eager to set up somebody that they know would be pleased with it. You know what I mean? So no, that hasn't happened yet, but hey, we'll see, maybe.
We'll try to set you up with someone who'll get angry, like Wes.
Yeah, just freak out on us.
Yeah. Funny. He'll come back and have a big cobblestone tower.
Yeah. What did you do to my castle?
And we'll all be laughing.
We try to keep the same structural, I guess, like, for most of them, try to keep it similar.
Yeah.
So y'all have any builds you can talk about that are coming up soon? I mean, I know you don't want to give away who.
We tweeted at Captain Sparkles, and he said he was definitely interested in doing one. So I don't know if that'll happen or not, but he said he was, and that's kind of the only thing. Other than that, I've got, since the old Yogscast thing, like, thousands of people like, hey, come pimp our server. So I think we're set.
Very cool.
Oh, that's right. You pimped out the Yog Cave.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we did. That's so cool. And then, what other things? I saw that you were playing with Kupo.
That's pretty cool. Oh, there's a lot of controversy behind.
Controversy?
All that.
Let's hear about it.
We love
drama.
It.
Yeah. Well, I just do, like, LP, right? Mm-hmm. Basic LP with these silly Brits, the Pixel Nerds, good buddies of mine. Mm-hmm. And we just randomly were like, hey, you want to come on, just the random people. She was on there, and for a while, like, we got a ton of, like, negative comments, like, really mean comments against her. And I was like, what's going on? The next one, I yelled at everybody. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know, we want to be able to bring on a guest and, you know, have a guest. And then all the comments changed, and everyone's like, no, we love her, bring her back. So... we turn people around, but
isn't it weird the negative stuff that can come up on the internet, and then you're like, what?
I didn't understand it. I really didn't get it.
Yeah. It was just a pup and two of us, and we were bored. Why the hate?
Oh, Brent.
What happened there? What happened there? So, I guess we all hit the new Shaftlands.
Yes. Shaftlands has a new 125 map out. The server has been updated to 125, which means you no longer have to roll back. This is a big jump. It was on 100 last time, and so now it's on 125.
It needs a 256.
And if you want to register to get onto the Shaftlands, go to shaft.deadworkers.com. And then
follow the 20 links that take you to where to do it.
Yeah, it'll have you sign up for the forums, and then all the stuff that you need to know is right there. So,
and our incredible mods on the server will help you out, handhold you through the whole process.
Yes. And if you have anything to ask about the server, we are not the ones to answer your questions.
No, it's actually kind of sad. My son came to me last night, and he was like almost in tears. I was like, "What's wrong, man?" He goes, "Dad, I was on the server. And I was building in my house, and I was playing with TNT, and I accidentally blew up someone's house under me, and I got banned from the server." And I was like, "Well, why are you so upset?" And he was like, "Because I don't want you to get mad. I don't want to get in trouble." Like, he thought I was gonna get like, "Oh man!" I was like, "That's your punishment. You got banned. Like, learn from it. You know." So we're gonna try to set him up a server where he won't grief other people accidentally. I guess. Make their house better. Pimp it out.
Yeah.
We can film it.
He did try to make it better.
Series. Wait.
He tried to make it better, but he did it with TNT.
He gave him a skylight. He didn't like the skylight. So, and I thought that story was going somewhere, and it really wasn't.
So, I've been building a castle. I got onto Spawn Island, because that's where you start on the Shaftlands, is Spawn Island. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go out across the ocean. And I was like, there's nothing here. I didn't know which way to go. There's no roads. You know, like, there's nothing. So I was like, well, I'll make a landmark. So I started building a giant obsidian and lava monstrosity. So I've been building that, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And so then we came on tonight and turned it into a cobblestone tower.
I know.
We replaced all the obsidian with cobblestone.
And Spencer, like, messaged me on YouTube or on Steam. He's like, I really love your cobblestone tower. I'm like, what? I've never built anything out of cobblestone. He goes, I said, what server are you on? He goes, the Shaftlands. I'm like, on the new map? Yes. I have not built anything out of cobblestone there. And then, of course, everyone else starts saying, Brent turned your tower into cobblestone.
He said it was me. It was all Eric, though.
What? Me?
It was all Eric.
So, So that was what happened. So I came in. I was like, oh, it's beautiful. Yes. Okay.
So we actually play the game.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right? Yeah.
World edit game.
We also recorded a new video. You'll see a little bowling action. Big bowling alley.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's was going to come out today, but it didn't. It's going to come out.
It's your birthday weekend. You're allowed to slack.
Yeah, you'll see that next. It's a, what is it, like a 5-lane or 10?
Like 40, I think.
It's got a ton of lanes.
Huge.
And it's got
huge. You'll just have to look at the video and see.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's deadworkers.com. No, YouTube.
YouTube.com/deadworkersparty.
Anything else?
Or you can go to youtube.com/minecrafted and watch better videos.
That's true.
Yes, do that.
Sub for sub, baby.
Sub for sub.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
Sub for sub.
I had to go through like 20 of those today.
You had to do that.
Yes.
Fun. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
In the YouTube mail, you get these emails all the time that are like sub for sub, which means they want you to sub their channel and they'll sub yours back.
Oh.
Or the sub box trades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like cheating.
It seems like a lot of work for little game.
I know.
Like, I can get a sub from someone who's we'll not going to watch my video.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not sure you understand the concept of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Yeah. Well, what are you up to lately, Matt? Like, do you have anything in the works?
In the works, I guess more Pimp My Minecraft, but I'm in the middle of like a move. I'm finally moving out of the nest, moving out of my parents' house.
Oh, nice.
And then I'll have a lot more time for recording, because I want to be able to do like daily gaming on my other channel as well as like daily videos on my channel. And so, yeah, but kind of restricted for recording
time.
What's
that? The parents don't understand. They get on you. Oh, what are you doing in that room while I was talking to that video camera, boy?
No, they're cool with it. They're just, when they're home, just people are noisy. And I'm just excited to, you know, be on my own.
Did you like my Canadian accent, though?
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Get out the camera, boy!
Yeah.
Sounds very authentic.
So you're going to have to cut back on your Tim Hortons, though, now that you're affording your own place?
Pull out them Canadian references.
That's the only nice. I got two Canadian references. Tim Hortons and poutine.
And why don't you make something on your shelf? Go be a Mountie. Right?
Yeah, I don't eat enough poutine. Poutine's delicious.
It is.
Toonies and loonies.
Poutine?
Mm. Poutine. Yeah. It's French fries and gravy.
And cheese.
And cheese.
Oh. How come everyone thinks that's really so
good?
Weird.
That's probably really good though.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too
it
weird.
It is, but it looks gross.
I want some
like
poutine.
It you guys haven't had that.
It looks kind of like muddy chili cheese fries.
Mmm, yummy.
Oh, okay.
It's like heaven in a bowl, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
In a bowl.
So, speaking of bowls. I got nothing to talk about.
Bowls. I want to hear about these bowls.
I don't really have any bowls
it was,
to mention.
You know what that was? That was the segue to nowhere.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
He got to it first.
Yeah, I had to come out of the gates.
That was new.
Yeah.
And the news this week.
Yes, they have.
Dead Workers Party reached 1 billion views.
1 billion views.
Oh, wait, no, that was Yogscast.
Oh.
Yeah, congratulations.
I thought they were 2 billion.
Nope, just one.
1 billion. So what,
like 1 billion hits isn't enough.
1 billion. Come on now. Come on. They can like poop in the bathroom and get a grand or a million.
Gross.
Oh, sorry. So we had a snapshot, the 12W23A and B this week. What do you think about it?
We did. A and B.
I was actually too busy playing. I didn't even know we had a snapshot.
Well, it was small because of the Swedish holiday. Where they sit around and eat meatballs.
Really? This isn't the one where they burn the giant.
No, I'm just being super offensive to Swedish people. I figured I would stop being offensive to the Egyptians and move on to
the Swedes.
The Swedes.
Gotcha.
No. So, anyway, yeah, they had a few things. XP.
Oh, that's right.
Changed a little bit. You'll get less for doing some of the digging.
Ooh, and boats are now faster and easier to control. That's good news.
Yes.
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 And does that actually mean that they fixed the visual bug of being in a boat? Because if you watch your friend in a boat, they're never actually in the boat. They're either way up,
or
like in front of it or behind it, and it's always weird looking. So
I don't know, Short A.
I hope they fix that.
I do too.
They also made wooden pressure plates detect arrows,
so you can shoot your TNT.
Well, maybe you can do some weird like train of launching arrows out of a dispenser that land onto a pressure plate that then activate another dispenser that then land on a pressure plate and do these weird arrow chains.
Hey, can I have some reverb?
Okay.
Segway to
Is this the Rube Goldberg contraption to nowhere?
Nice. Yes, it is. I think it's good for adventure maps.
We need a hand signal for reverb.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a punch in the face.
That might be not too comfortable. But I think this
I don't know
is
what's
good,
trying to vote for it.
Yeah? Wow, outvoted. Dang.
Outvoted.
I think this is good for adventure games, though, adventure maps, because, I mean, you know, being able to shoot something, shoot a small target from far away and have it trigger something, right?
I mean, that's
what you would want.
Yeah.
I think it's valid. I think it's cool.
Maybe there'll be more target practice maps.
Yeah.
Sniper maps.
There are a few. Yeah. There's there's one called, I think it's like Arrow Hero or something like that. Somebody somewhere has played this map. I just saw it the other day.
Archer Hero.
Archer Hero. Yes. That's
the Yogscast.
Says Yumi Hiyu.
Did the Yogscast
play
it?
Yes, they did.
I thought they did.
Oh, maybe they did. I didn't see them play. I saw
That's
somebody.
What Yumi says.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
yeah, I guess they did.
So stuff like that, you know. catering like to projectiles. That's a good thing.
Yes. We've also got the Shaftlands is now 125. We are already kind of talked about that. But if you want to know more about it, you need to go watch the state of the server video that Seagon put out. And we'll link to that in the show notes. And it'll detail how to get on the whitelist and a new rule regarding building near spawn.
Oh.
Which I have no clue what it is. So
I don't either. I didn't build near spawn, though.
I just assumed you couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so also Minecraft 1.3... there's no definite date. The usual grilling of Jeb as the appearance of the next release update has started on Twitter, but he responded at the moment they're working on performances and stability, adding that the update to 1.3 would come in 2, 3, or any number of weeks. So no telling when.
I choose 5. That's my guess. 5.
5 weeks from now?
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I give it 3.
I know, I'm a pessimist.
I'm going to say 2.5.
Okay.
Because it's right in between, and I think he's ambitious enough that he will get us out.
You're $1-ing me, aren't you?
Yeah. In fact, I'll go ahead and text Jeb right now and tell him 2.5 weeks. It better be in 2.5
weeks. I'm going with 1. I think he's going to surprise everyone. Anyway, we also got another update for
the... But when is it on this list? He says 2, 3, or any number. Oh, yeah. I guess it could be under any number.
Are you trying to say you're smarter than Jeb? You know more than Jeb knows?
I $0 you. Okay. That's what's like. We also got an update from the Xbox Live. This was tweeted out. It'll be in about 3 weeks. It's a bunch of bug fixes and stuff like that. In-game hints. It's going to be equivalent to beta 1.73... that's still in work.
Hey,
did that make any sense?
Was that English? What did you say?
Zubada. Zubada, da, 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 da.
I'm interested. I would like to know if anybody who listens to the show who plays both the Xbox version and the PC version, why they play the Xbox version.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just curious. I haven't seen any reason why I would want to play that more, and I'd like to hear what our audience thinks. So go to the suggestion area and leave it for leave a listener contribution telling me why you play the Xbox version over the PC version.
I like it.
You like the Xbox version?
No, I'm just saying I like the call to the call out to the listeners. I want to hear the answer to that. So go to the shaftpodcast.com and suggest that.
Okay, we got one last thing here. This is the Sam Cube's Epic Avatar contest. They got in so many responses that they've got a bunch of judges. Well, easy.
Yeah.
Notch's wife is going to be one of the judges to judge the avatar.
And that's all he needs.
That's awesome.
So there's going to be 3 winners instead of 1. And the first place will win an epic avatar, while the 2 runners up will win mini avatars. So that's very cool.
Nice.
Speaking of things you get when you win, you should go right now to audibletrial.com/theshaft. And win. You will win. Every single person who goes there right now and signs up will win a free month and a free book.
Oh my gosh, really?
And I
we're giving away a free audiobook to all our listeners?
Yes.
Every single one of them.
It's a good deal.
That's amazing.
And the listeners that are old enough can probably pick up 50 Shades of Grey while they're there.
Read by Gilbert Gottfried?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
It will not have the same... it will not be the same as reading it.
I want to hear him read the phone book. Wouldn't that be cool? I would listen to that.
Eric Fullerton!
No, it would not be cool. We also have a contest. So we're finally going to do it. A Fraps contest. Do you want Fraps?
Oh my God. Are we giving away Fraps too?
Yes. We're giving away a lot of stuff.
Wow!
Right,
yay!
Wow!
Fraps is, of course, a way to record your video and audio. And they're like, what, like $40,000 usually? I mean, copies are pretty expensive.
Wow!
Isn't that amazing? I'm being ridiculous.
I mean, what do you think about that, Wes?
37.
Wow!
$37. They're $37 normally. But you can get it free, and this is how you're going to get it. We have 5 copies that we're going to be giving away.
Yay!
To not us. Wait, did that come out wrong?
Yeah.
And so this is how we're going to do it. This is the way we're going to do it. I didn't actually read what we're doing. Do we know what we're going to do?
And this is PC only. There's no Fraps for Mac.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Or Linux.
Hey, the contest isn't here. This is contest rules.
Or Android OS.
What happened to it? Okay, so the contest
Chrome OS? Or BOS? Or BSD?
Do your best, Gilbert Crawford!
impression.
Nice.
That wasn't as good as my last one.
Wow.
Wow.
Here it is. Here it is. Okay. So to get your free, absolutely free, you need to make a Shaft logo on your server.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Wow.
So take a before and after picture. And I'll tell you this right now. The more people you can get around it, the Shaft logo, yeah, and it, homage to us. It can be like us, you know, build us around it or whatever. But the more physical people you get around whatever you build, I will tell you, you will get bonus points.
And I bet that, Eric, would you be willing to put those into the video when we announce the winners?
I definitely will. In fact, I might even make a part of the intro.
Oh.
The Shaft intro, right? We have an old, if you're watching this on YouTube or have in the past, you'll notice that our Shaft logo will have the little numbers in the top left that say Alpha version 1.2 something. It's old. It would be awesome to have it updated. So if you send in a bunch, it'll be a cool montage. I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Plus, and you'll get some preps. So.
And I'll tell you this right now. There's five copies. And when I say that there's bonus points for having a bunch of people in there, we will give one copy. I will make this stipulation. We'll give at least one copy away to someone that has no one in the picture. That way, if someone can afford to get on a server and make... No.
Like, oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
But anybody can get on, find a server to get on with people, right?
Yeah.
I think but they may not have friends.
I don't know.
We don't want to cut out the people with no friends.
Oh, yeah, we do. Take that back. Five. The best
that's
just, one.
That's me.
Yeah. No holds barred. Go start right now. Go make your Shaft logos.
Pimp our logo.
There you go.
You like that?
Get
like
the team on that, yeah.
And do we want to start an end date for this?
How about 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks. Is that enough?
Yeah. To make a logo?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so this is episode 86.
It's only taken us, what, 2 years to get the one on that one server we were trying to make our...
So oh, yeah, that's
this,
right.
This show about... will go out on the 11th. The closing date will be the 25th. That'll be the closing date. Okay. And then we'll judge after that and announce the winners like the following
So how
week.
About we say on episode 88...
No. We'll need an extra episode.
89. So by episode 89?
No, the closing date is the 25th.
25th?
Yes.
Of June?
Of June.
Okay. So what episode is that we're on then?
We're not going to announce the winners on that episode.
Okay.
That's the closing date for them to send in the stuff.
Okay.
And you send in the stuff to...
Send in the stuff.
Oh! We just got booted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's because we couldn't get our dates right. We're sitting here talking about dates and stuff.
Oh, well. It was the Gilbert Gottfried, wasn't it?
It was. Maybe so.
We got booted.
Got booted. Oh, well, we'll get back on in a minute and make someone mad. But this person does prank calls. They could be funny. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Tell us how you like them.
Yeah.
So the 25th is the last day. How about that? June 25th, right?
June 25th is the last date, and you will put the links in, because how are they doing this? Are they filming it? No, they're taking
it's a screenshot. Make it easy, right? Damn. Nobody has to make a video. You don't have to upload it anywhere. Just make a screenshot. You can, how do they give it to us? Do they tweet it to us?
When they got to put it on some site, like Flickr.
Like a world download.
Something easy, Flickr or Twitter. Put it on some kind of image site. It doesn't matter, and then put the link in our
submission form.
Yes, the submission
okay.
form.
Okay. I imagine
this
a lot
is
of
getting
people,
really long.
God,
it is what? Very long.
This
it
is very terrible.
Look at the show notes. We'll put all the rules there.
Yeah, come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
God. Oh my God. Any more news?
Should I edit all that out?
Yes.
Oh my God. Holy crap. I need to go take a poop.
All right. We're done with that. Man, I'm glad to be done with that.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, just wondering, do you have a server? Do you have a public server?
Yeah, it's like in beta, so like I haven't like made a video about it, but we have one.
Ah, okay.
We posted on our forums, minecrafted.tv, all the info is there. So people can still connect and go on there. You don't have to like be whitelisted or anything. You can just hop in.
Fancy.
That's fancy.
Yeah. But we just didn't want to do a video because then it'd be overwhelming with people and yeah.
Yeah. Ah, fancy.
So, hit the button.
Did we want to talk about the Lethal Drive stuff yet?
Lethal Drive?
It seems like we've been talking about a lot of non-Minecraft
stuff. Yeah, I know. Let's
say this for now. lethaldrive.com/theshaft, I think, will get you like a nice discount on a server.
Yes.
And they're awesome servers. They've updated their control panel, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
And we're going to have a giveaway.
And we're going to have a giveaway. Ooh. 40 servers. I don't know if we're giving them all away during the show or during this week or what. We'll talk to Jacob and Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve.
Excellent.
Is that a word? Steve? Steve.
No, you Steve. Just made that up.
Steve.
Time for listener contributions. Time for listener contributions.
Wow, it's a double take.
Love that one.
All right.
Time for
listener contributions.
Now we're too far.
We just
intense. Went too far.
Yeah.
Very intense.
Yeah.
Too intense.
It was a double listener contribution.
I've seen the glitch in the Matrix.
And it feels good, like this first one from Asmodeus. So he says, hello, Shafters. One day I logged on to Minecraft and plugged my library card number into the seed screen. It turned out to be a big library. No, it turned out to be a biome intersection of a mountain, desert, and jungle. What cool seeds have you found by accident? Well, why not give us the seed number?
Yeah, come on.
What's your library card number?
Yeah.
I put in my credit card number and got a cool seed. It was 4725952433711.
At Wes Wilson was pretty good on 123, right?
Was it? Yeah, yeah. See, I was going to say the same thing. Like, I went along putting in everybody's Twitter handles. At Brent Copeland was by far the coolest seed we'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Now it's obsolete. It was a version 123 or something like that. But when I typed in at Notch, it was a really epic one too. Had a lot of rivers and it was really cool. It was flat, but just ton of rivers and trees. It looked very unique.
Like, I still wonder if there's some, like, I guess people can really dig through the code though and maybe find out if they put in some Easter eggs.
Exceptions or something. Yeah.
And like, you know, you put in Notch and it's just like a statue of Notch or something. You know what I mean? Like I think as the designer of the game, I would have to do something like that.
Yeah. I put in his name too, Marcus Pearson, just to see, and it wasn't really anything special. Put Jeb, so I mean, I just like to put in people's names and stuff just to see what comes up. I never put a number in. That's kind of a cool idea. I mean, try putting in your social security number, right? I mean, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Brent's social.
Yeah. Well, which is 418-73.
That's right.
6-2-2-6-9.
That's okay. I subscribe to that lockdown service, and you know what? I walk around with a billboard with my number on it, and I have not been hacked yet. So if you want the same quality, just go to netflix.com/
So our next one is from the typical 14-year-old.
Oh, wait. I want to ask Matt, though.
Okay.
Have you had any crazy seeds pop up?
Man, I've had some crazy ones. Not that I can remember, but I thought the 404 one, was that an Easter egg, or was that just like...
Oh, yeah.
Was that just like crazy?
I did that one.
That's right.
It was like the big gravel challenge. That's what people were calling it for a while.
That's right. I forgot
that
about
one was
that.
Pretty cool. I think it just was the way it worked out.
Yeah.
I don't think it was an Easter egg at all.
I mean, what happens now if you do 404? Probably, I guess I'm completely
I think it's
different.
Probably different now.
Yeah.
They changed that would be kind of cool. Works.
I wonder if you could make I wonder if somebody could volunteer to like make some maps that are auto seeded. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if you could like talk Notch into having some special kind of things.
Like, get them to where if they put in the shaft and always put in the shaft, it would have the shaft logo at the spot.
Right.
Something like that. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
probably something a little less, you know, commercially.
You
a little
pay
more
him $100.
Fun.
Pay him $100.
I'm sure that $100 is what he needs after having, you know, 60.
But, like, I mean, you know, what if you could come up with, like, a good starting adventure map kind of, you know, beginning where, you know, you start off in the bottom of a chasm, you know?
Well, that's interesting. Like, would you have companies, like, would the people, I don't even know who the people are, but the people who made Skyrim, say, come in and make a map of, like, Skyrim and then be like, here, if they put in Skyrim, have that. See, but then have a crossover where they actually pay to do it.
It could work.
Yeah.
There you go. More money for you, Notch. Just what you needed.
The noob says that
Notch
would much prefer Kroner.
Kroner?
Mm-hmm.
What's Kroner?
I would probably guess that that's the monetary value in Sweden. It's just a guess, though.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't care what.
Yeah.
To that, I would have to say, wow.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous, Eric.
So this next one is from the typical 14-year-old. Did I say it the same way? I was trying to.
So is this the guy's name, or is this just we're getting these every week now?
I don't know.
Is this Astrogolly's way of like throwing back to the community?
The first one says, has there ever been a time while podcasting that felt like you were about to quit? If you have, what episode or time was it? It was at 6:52 p.m. on January 3rd, 2010.
But then we went in the time machine and went back at how much fun we had in the past.
Actually, and his next question is, have you ever felt like you're going to quit the Shaft? And I'll say this, we haven't. We haven't even gotten close to being tired of this one.
Yeah, no, we haven't gotten to that point yet.
TF2, we did Control Point for a long time, and around the 60s, we started slowing down.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, do we want to end the show? But we didn't.
And we got to 100.
And we kept the energy up for those last 20 pretty good. We were really having a good time with the last 20.
And I think it's the amount of content. It's what's happening to the game at that point. So if people kind of stop playing and contributing in the community, such as making less videos, less things to talk about, right? Monumental things that are happening in the community. If that starts to get less, then yeah, probably so. But the cool thing about this show is that we talk to all kinds of new people each week.
Yeah.
Like, we have Matt on this week, and we should probably let him talk a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
fine. It's great.
No, hush.
Just happy to be here.
He's telling me quiet.
No, it's just like back when we were doing Control Point, we didn't have guests really much.
Right.
And so it was just us talking to us about a game we didn't really even play anymore over and over again. And we even tried to bring it back, but then it was still just us talking to us.
Yeah.
Even, you know, and it's just... You know,
and then we get guests on who actually played, and they talk about stuff. We had no idea what they were talking about.
Oh God,
and that was really embarrassing.
That is kind of embarrassing. So,
we still love podcasting as an idea. It's just you can only go on about one topic for so long before you're like, hey, isn't there other stuff that's interesting?
Yeah.
So
have you had a moment like this, Matt, like where you're just kind of almost out of steam on Minecraft?
When I was doing like tutorials and stuff, I mean, I'm not very redstone savvy like those other guys, so I quickly was like, well, I've been beat by everybody. I don't know, the whole Pimp My Minecraft thing was fresh and people liked it, so far no. I love Minecraft. I can't get enough of it, so far we're still good.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, well, yeah, the consensus is then no one's getting tired of it yet.
No, still great.
Sweet.
So the next one here is two questions on a similar theme from Da Pixel Wizard. Whose idea was it to name the show The Shaft? That's the first question. I'll tell you exactly whose idea it was.
Yep.
I sent an email out to Brent and Wes saying, what are we going to name this thing? I also made a post on our forums on a thread and asked everybody, what do you think, you know?
Well, the post was, I we're thinking about doing the show, and it was like...
Well, everybody was like, yeah, that's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
So nobody really came up with a name. They're like, dude, really? A podcast about Minecraft? Whatever.
Yeah.
I got an email back from Wes, who had some excellent ideas. He said... I said,
I doubt I'll do the show with you, but here are some ideas.
And one of them was Excavation Station. I was like, that is really cool because it rhymes and it's perfect. And like, I really like that. And then another one was The Shaft.
Yeah.
And then
made us giggle.
I don't remember what the third one is. Do you?
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. It should still be in my...
That's true. Okay. So he's going to look it up. But Excavation Station really stuck with me for a while. And then... of course,
that was what I thought the best one was.
Yeah, we chose The Shaft because it's just shorter in general. Because you want titles to be short, because on iPods and you know, just in RSS feeds, I mean, you don't want your title to be real long because it'll truncate the, you know, the episode titles, right?
Yeah.
So we went with The Shaft. Plus, you know, it's funny; it makes us giggle. And then
at least it makes Eric giggle.
Of course, we wanted to keep Excavation Station as a
Here are my ideas. Title. I got them right here. They were Excavation Station was the first one. The Shaft was the second one. The next one was Digging the Vein.
Oh, jeez.
God.
Digging the vein.
Digging
dirty,
the vein.
Dirty whore you.
That's dirty.
Next was Redstone Dreams.
That's kind of heavy.
Yeah. And last one was a boring podcast. Get it? Boring?
Oh, God.
You really didn't want to do the show back then. Were there any other ones that were passed around? Like,
that's the only thing I see in this email.
That's a good question.
You
want
to hear the email? You want to hear Eric's email?
Okay.
I'd like to start this show really soon. I think it would have a huge following, too. I would like to record it on Friday nights, mainly because I never have anything going on Friday nights, and I'm in a goofy mood on Friday night as well. Anyone want to host this? It's okay to say no. I would rather you want to host it than feel like you have to. I'm working on segments of things. So, yeah,
nice.
There you have it.
And that it's Friday
that's
night.
That's history for you.
It's Friday night right now, and we're kind of in a goofy mood. That's cool.
So there you have it. How the shaft began.
So how did you come up with Minecrafted?
I got it really, really early, I think. And I just was like, well, add an ED. That sounds good. It was like Alpha 1.2 when I got the name, and then I just didn't post for like the longest time, and then because I had a Mac, sorry guys. And then when I got my PC, it was just like started making videos again.
Nice,
that's good.
Yeah, Mac was a bad choice.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're back on you now, Ed.
Ed,
see what I did there?
I like what you did.
Okay, so
Nurgel Bunny in the chat room says, "In an alternate universe, we're all watching." Digging the vein.
Yeah.
So we also have a comment here from the Raider guy who says, I got onto the Shaftlands for the first time on Tuesday, and it was amazing. Awesome. Also,
and Digging the Vein is hosted by Olivia Dunham and Peter. And anyway, sorry.
I'm not sure where you're going with that, but Dara
Zed.
All right.
Some people get it.
Dara Zed says, hey guys, so I started playing Minecraft in the early alpha stages. It used to be the only game I would play. I'm talking like 1,000 hours. But from beta 1.8, I didn't have any interest in playing it much anymore. I would play when new updates came out, but not much. But I still haven't missed an episode of The Shaft since episode 2. And I listen to it all the way through on my iPod every night until the next comes out. But as of 6/6/2012, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm even starting a... What? There's something missing here.
Add something.
So I'm doing something and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I am
no,
even
we got to put something in there. Like ad libs. Like put something in there.
Okay, adjective.
Burnt. Digging.
Okay, that's a verb.
It's a verb? Oh, wait, you mean adjective?
Burnt. Noun? Yeah. Spade.
I'm digging spade as of 6/6/2012, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm even starting a separate channel with my friend called 8-Bit Buddy, so I'd like to thank you guys and all of the guests for inspiring me. Plan to see our name in the MC community. Love you guys. And when you get above, say, 50,000 subscribers, call us. We'll get you on the show. Is that wrong to say that?
Is that the like how much you've got to have?
Is that the threshold?
No, we actually don't have a threshold.
No,
I was just joking.
We've
really
never had one. I mean, we've had people with under 1,000 subs.
We've had people with under 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Well, I mean, when Minecraft Chick first got on, I think she only had like less than 1,000, didn't she?
Yeah, she didn't have too many.
So, I mean,
so it's,
we got her hired for Mojang. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was all our doing.
On our show, syndicates.
I'll put in a good word.
Yeah.
We need them.
Yeah.
We need them. No, good word.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we need good words.
Good words.
I think he'd probably be up for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know he's with his girlfriend or something right now.
Well, he'll probably say, are those the guys who keep tweeting me and leaving messages on my photographs on Instagram asking me to be on the show?
It's all weird places to ask them.
Yeah. Like, are they the ones who wrote the message out in my grass in my front yard? Put poop in a bag and lit it on fire on my doorstep. We'll go through any means necessary to get guests on the show.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
So this next one is from Neged Nagra Russ. Okay?
Ingendrous.
I know it should be Ingendrous. It really should. And it says, what is your favorite childhood game? Everyone has one. Also, Brent, can you remind me what your Twitter is again? I forgot. And finally, my name is not Negnogarus or Ingingerus. It's pronounced Negenagarus. It doesn't make any sense. Thanks, and happy birthday, Eric. Yay!
Yay!
For me and my little sister who loves In Search of Diamonds.
Yay!
I think awesome. That's In Search of Diamonds. I'm not sure. But, yeah, you can just follow me on Twitter. It's at Brent Copeland. I'm pretty sure that was a serious question. And we also got a Twitter the other day that was, hey, at Brent Copeland, can you tell us on the next podcast how to spell your name? And wow. I couldn't answer. Like, anything I'm going to say is going to make you a non-listener to the show. I promise. So I just decided to wait till the show and say it.
What cracks me up is when people say on Twitter, like, hey, at the Chef Podcast, when's the show this week? And I'm like, why don't you just click on the at the Chef Podcast that you just typed?
Yeah.
And it will take you to where we talk about when the show is going to be on.
Yeah. People.
People. God.
People. They like to dig.
So, favorite childhood game. I loved Uncle Wiggily board game.
I liked a game called Uncle Wiggily, too, but it was not a board game.
And then there was another one called Stay Alive. It had little marbles and sliders. Do you remember that one?
I liked to play with little marbles, too, but it wasn't a... Wait.
So, we're talking board games?
Well, just games.
Any game.
Yeah. I like Kick the Can.
My favorite game...
Laser Tag.
...was... one of my favorite games was Pickaxe Pete. If anybody ever had an Odyssey back in the early 80s, that was my favorite video game. That was my first favorite video game. Pickaxe Pete. Go Google that. It had a pickaxe just like Minecraft. It was all pixelated. And, you know, it was like 1981 or something like that.
Warhammer Fantasy Edition.
It's a great game.
Cyberpunk. I can't pick. Cyberpunk was fun.
Cyberpunk.
I loved making the cars in Cars.
Oh, Car Wars?
Car Wars, but I hated playing the game.
Playing the Car Wars game was bad. It was. You had that little template out to make all your turns.
Yeah. And don't ever get the motorcycle. Just saying that.
Oh,
right,
motorcycle's
now
a bad idea.
Even with the hang glider. It just sounds fun, but after 2 seconds, you're running. And then, anyway, laser tag, and remember the Intertech water guns?
I never had those.
You weren't over there, like Ken and like Mike and all them backyard Intertech water guns. We'd go through those woods behind our house.
I do remember playing with was it laser tag that we had with the hat and the vest and
Well, only the goober played with the hat.
Yeah, because that was the easiest way to get killed.
Why do I keep getting killed? Like everybody else had it like on their chest, or they'd
hide
like
behind trees.
It,
yeah.
And then the one guy sitting back at the rock waiting for them.
Yeah.
To,
okay. So what about you, Matt? What were your favorite games as a kid?
You guys, did you play any Sega when you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably as far back as I could go.
I think you say I'm old.
Yeah, I'm only 20, so I can't go back that far. But I don't know the name of it. But do you remember that game was like a side scroller and you're a robot? And
Xbox.
No. For Sega.
This is Sega Master System or Genesis?
Genesis. And you could like pull off people's arms, and you could put like a saw blade on your robot, and like you could put all these different upgrades and stuff. I thought that game was the coolest. I thought that was just like the best.
Then there was Adventure for the old Atari 2600, where you had the duck dragons.
Yes.
And the sword.
And you held the sword like this.
Yeah.
And you ran around.
And you were just one pixel.
Yeah.
You were a block and you ran around. And there was like an Easter egg in there that was my favorite thing in the whole wide world. If you went and got the bridge and went to this maze and used the bridge to get to an area you couldn't get to, you could get this little dot and it would allow you to walk inside this wall, and there was one credit inside the wall. So there you have it.
Nice. This was back in like 1800s?
Yeah.
Like
turn of the century.
Excellent. Well, good question. All right.
Excavation Station.
Wow, that went away quick.
Wow, that was kind of a weird one.
Why'd you fade that out?
Did you do something strange? All right, we just shot that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a thing come a pop up at the same time from Stitcher, no less. Like, who uses that? Even though we're on Stitcher, so if you use Stitcher for absolutely anything, look up our podcast on there.
How about this double take? Yeah,
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
Weird.
So the first one is submitted by LC98. And it's restoring the undead to life. Whoa. Rise from your graves. From I think if you actually killed a zombie with a healing potion, since healing potions harm the undead, it should turn them back into humans. As for skeletons, they should turn to zombies and then kill them again with regen potions. They should turn into humans too.
Hmm.
That is an interesting thing. But I'm...
All right. What do you think first, Matt? Is this awesome?
I think it's all right. It's pretty good.
We want you to go on record. This guy's name is LC98. We're going to send him a message with what you say. Do you like it?
And probably your address.
Yeah.
I think it's great, buddy. It's a good idea.
So how about the next one?
Let's see, we got for Faithful Cupid, wants more human NPCs. The normal testificates are good in Minecraft, but wouldn't it be cool to have other human NPCs in game? Maybe wandering traders, bandits, knights, and loads more, like maybe pirates?
Ooh, pirates would be cool.
Pirates would be cool. Ninjas?
They would ride up on moss in little rowboats.
Separate rowboats.
Exactly. Nice. That would be awesome.
So you said ninjas?
Ninjas.
No. So is this another idea you hate, Matt?
No, I think the pirate... I never hated the first one. Come on. That's great. I think pirates would be cool, actually. I think pirates would be cool.
How about mermaids?
No. Sure. Those aren't humans.
What? We don't even have, like, sharks yet.
That's true. They're not humans. Yeah. Just regular
crabs. We would need crabs.
Well, I think it would be cool to have
under
like
under the sea.
How about
cool to have what?
How about air conditioner repairmen? That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
You think it would be cool to have what, Wes?
I can't even say anything after that. That
plumbers. Are you going to go with plumbers?
So the next one's submitted by Extra Crazy VG, and this is dimensional leakage.
Okay.
This doesn't sound healthy.
No. Especially with the name.
I know. I think it would be cool to sometimes find small areas that have been infected by different worlds.
That's what she said.
Kind of like a small dungeon, and these fragments would be found in the normal wood world and be themed after the Nether and the End. So basically, it's places where the End and the Nether have kind of seeped into this world.
So in the Nether region, you would have wood.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's what you were saying.
I actually really like this idea. Matt, why do you hate all these ideas? Why is it that you're so against...
I think that idea is not bad, actually. And if they... as long as you could get, like... some Nether or maybe they'd like bring spawners through or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That one could work. It could work.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I think I heard him typing that email to Syndicate. Yeah, don't do it.
I know. I actually kind of like this one. I think it would be cool too. Maybe what if like if you wandered too far from the entry point, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you would end up in the other world.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe if you went we're going too deep, you know?
Yeah.
Like
maybe like close to the, what is it, 1 million meter mark when the game starts bugging out?
Yeah.
Like close to it or something?
I don't know.
Like you'd have to really work for it.
Yeah. So what about, you want to read this next one, Eric?
All right. The next one we got here is Glow in the Dark Dye/Wool. Submitted by Athel.
Athene?
Athela.
Athene?
Athela.
I think that's from WoW, right?
I know.
He's got a giveaway.
He's awesome.
My idea was that there is an additional dye that makes wool glow in the dark. So the darker their surroundings, the more it glows. And during the day, it looks just it looks pale green. The glowing blocks should only light as much as the redstone torch, though. Okay. And this way you get glowing sheep. Okay.
Huh.
So glow-in-the-dark dye, okay.
Wes, why do you hate this idea so much?
I don't, actually. I think it would be really cool to have something that looked normal in the daytime, and then at night it glowed.
Yeah? Without being powered, right? I mean, it's just it naturally glows.
Right.
I think this kind of stuff would be cool if it was, like, way deep in the ocean. That way it's not glowing
like
and...
what are the phosphorescent?
Phosphorescent lichen?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That way it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't stick out like crazy. If it was above ground, it would be like, what's that glowing thing over there? And then you go toward it.
Right.
And if there's too much, then why even have day and night cycles? Because there's so much glow,
right.
Then it's like day.
But it would be cool. I think it would be cool to have something that would glow a little bit. And then maybe you're right. Maybe if you put it underwater, it glowed a lot. Glue.
Yeah.
I said glue.
Glue. Totally glue.
It glue.
It made sense.
It glue very bright.
Glow glue has gloon.
Yeah.
I was some reason picturing like a creeper that had been struck by lightning. That's it would drop something that stayed glowy, like his leg or his spleen. And you'd walk around with a glowing creeper spleen. Maybe it only lasted for like 10 days. It's like the glow sticks, right? It slowly fades out after a couple of days. But you still try to like wave it in the dark. Like, I think it's still glowing.
Oh, yeah.
No. Do we have any more Umberto Fiore?
Wave the dead leg.
Are we all out of Umberto Fiore?
All very
Umberto.
Very creative ideas. I'll do the next one. Enchanted boats submitted by Bandfruit. Says, instead of iron boats, how about just enchanted ones? The enchantments could be like speed, durability, lava protection, etc.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
P.S. Love the show.
See, you saved the bottle of wine with the twist cap for the last one.
Yep, that's a good
I
plan.
Really like this one. This is my favorite one so far because it's the most...
can you read it again?
Like, I realistic one. Well, basically, you're enchanting boats. So that you can make lava-protected ones or extra durability so you don't smash into an island and it breaks.
Better handling.
The speed one is
faster.
Good.
Faster.
Better handling. Maybe ones that jump. Maybe if you hit spacebar while you're in a boat, you can jump, too. I don't know.
Yeah, flying boats.
Flying
maybe not flying.
Boats.
There you go. Flying boat. Why not? Level 30 enchantment. Flying boat.
Yeah. I don't know. Not unless like a mermaid or an air conditioner repairman is in the boat with you.
Yeah.
Then you get that extra.
Well, what if it can't go down? Like you can fly in it, but the only thing you can go is up and to the side.
Oh yeah.
So you can now. So it's either a one way trip or you know.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah. Oh, this is a cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I really like that.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one.
Enchanted boats. Excellent.
Enchanted boats.
Ding ding ding! You're the winner.
We like you.
So far, we still have another one.
This one is from Chillin' Little.
Chillin' Little.
Nerf the zombie and skeleton AI.
Yeah.
I feel that zombies and skeletons should be nerfed a bit. Zombies shouldn't be as smart as they are now, as typical zombies are stupid. I agree. The real zombies are stupid. I don't know. These cartoon zombies are much smarter than real zombies. They should be able to walk around walls, but also fall down into holes. Skeletons should not have to take time to draw their bow after you walk into their shooting radius. Or they should have to take time to draw their bow. Right now, if you walk around a wall and there's a skeleton there, you'll be greeted by his arrow instantly. And not a nice greeting either. Kind of a dick move, actually.
So is like the skeleton's rib cage, like his quiver. Like where does he keep these arrows? This unlimited supply of arrows that
he's got an enchanted bow.
It's not when I pick it up.
Well, you know,
and it sure breaks real easy.
Don't they drop enchanted ones sometimes though?
You would have to ask someone who played the game a lot more tonight.
I think they do. Yeah, I think they do. Very rarely.
What is it enchanted with, or is it just random?
Like power one or something. It's usually always power one.
Oh, well.
I could be wrong. I'm going to get in trouble probably.
In my last,
we get in trouble all the time. Don't worry about it. We'll always look way stupider than you do.
Yeah, don't worry. But in my last Let's Play, I did kill quite a few skeletons, and I did not get one to drop.
Okay. Well, on the Hermitcraft server, we have a big spawner, and then we've got chests for all the stuff they drop, and one of them is just filled with enchanted ones.
Huh.
So I guess they do drop. I haven't seen it myself,
I trust you.
See, I always wondered about that. I feel like mob spawners shouldn't drop, like, armor and weapons and stuff. I feel like that should be only if you kill it.
Yeah.
But that's you do kill it.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about, like, in a mob spawner.
Like a dropper trap, and you just punch it or feet or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a droppy trap. Okay.
Same thing. There is a spawner, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, moving on.
Moving on. We also got one here from Imperialistic. I haven't heard from Imperialistic for a while.
Oh, Impy.
What did they say?
So he wants biofuel. Since you guys get so many seeds from wheat. Excess should be able to be used as fuel in furnaces, even at a fraction of the burn time, even less than sticks.
Hmm.
So, I mean, now that you can, like, burn your old wood items and you've got your sticks and fuel, do we need another source? And lava buckets, right? You get the bucket back now when you use lava buckets.
Oh, that's right.
I guess it doesn't hurt. It's probably easy for them to add, right?
More fuel, the better. If it burns, yeah. Let it burn.
Yeah, I like wheat. That's a cool idea. Because, I mean, sometimes in the game, you just have too much food. Like, especially when you play... What?
Okay.
I don't have that problem.
Play a real game.
Wait,
man.
you don't have that
play
problem?
Play a real game.
Okay, I'm thinking about adventure maps, I guess, not survival.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. In adventure maps, I mean, we're throwing away food left and right, but like on my Let's Play, I'm like, I actually had to build a farm, and I'm starting to like raise cows just so I have something to eat.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like,
the
yeah.
Same for me.
My wheat will probably go to my belly and not to burn anything, or to make my cows and my sheeps.
Sheeps?
Sheeps. Multiples.
Yes.
Get seeds, though. I've always got extra seeds, I find.
Oh, yeah. Burn them.
Yeah, burn them.
Good. All right. So that was our batch of excavation station ideas. I still say the winner is the enchanted boats. It's totally cool.
Yep.
So, Jeb, I know you're listening. Put it in there.
We want some enchanted boats.
It'd be sweet.
And we want a bumper.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Yes. It is. Very intense.
There's one big sighting I want to talk about this week. I don't know if Jacob's on Skype still. But I can talk about this if you want to look at that for a second while I'm doing that.
Excellent.
He is. He says he's still on Skype.
Can you add him to the call since we don't have video anyway?
I sure can.
So anyway, what we want to talk about is Lethal Drive, who is our host for our server. They give us a huge server. I mean, it's I don't even know how big like the map size is. Like Jacob can tell you, it's insane.
In the membrane?
Yeah. And his business.
Everything. Here, I'm gonna go ahead and call him too.
And anyway, so they are going to be giving out some free servers for this summer for y'all to try out, and they've got an all new control panel, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Is that Jacob? Do I hear Jacob?
Yeah. You hope my microphone isn't really crappy.
Yeah, it is. It's really crappy.
Oh, damn it.
But that's okay. We'll let you get through this anyway.
They lied to me then.
There you go. It's okay.
It sounds better already. Already.
You might be hearing the fans from my ridiculously, jet-powered 5-foot-tall tower over here.
Is it all the servers you're about to give away for free? We can hear them in the background?
No. I don't put them in my pantry. They're in a data center.
In his mansion. Did you hear him? He was about to say, in my mansion. I don't put them in my mansion.
Yes, I live in a data center.
Excellent.
Is it cold? It's probably really cold, isn't it?
It has to be.
It'd be really cold. So anyway, what we want to talk about is Lethal Drive. They've been sponsoring us for ever since before last MineCon. They actually sent us to MineCon to run around their booth and hand out stickers to folks, and it was a lot of fun. And that whole time, they've kept us with two servers, and they're giving us a third one to do some recording on. And we appreciate that a lot, so we really wanted to let them come on with this new promotion they're having, with this new dashboard. Now, I've been in here, and it is so much more responsive than the old dashboard. Like, just doing commands, even in the console. But, I mean, you can see real-time everything that's going on the node that your server's on.
Yeah.
If you're on one of the shared ones. So you know, like, what's going on. If you're like, man, it feels like lag, even though I don't think I've ever felt lag on one of these servers. Right? Jacob, no lag, right?
Sometimes, you know. Sometimes somebody,
you can't say that.
Somebody, you know, feels like being mean and DDoSing a server, and our firewall has to kick in for like 30 seconds. But, you know, other than that, no. Yeah.
So, do you want to tell me more about what we've got going on in the control panel here? What's new that people can expect?
A whole bunch of stuff is new. You know, when we first started working on our original control panel, because I was so tired of TC Admin and its slowness in every regard, like stopping a server would take, you know, 15, 20 seconds back then. And I think they've improved it since then, but we developed our own control panel. The first version was great. You know, it was the first panel that had a completely real-time console. Like, before then, you'd enter in something and it'd show up 3 seconds later. So that was always pretty annoying when you're trying to manage a server. You know, I think you're a web developer, right, Brent? You know how that feels?
I do.
When your SSH just doesn't work, and you're taking 10 hours to do one command. But the old version was good, but over time it ended up slowing down because, you know, we used the bane that is PHP. I'm now a complete Ruby developer, thanks to various people.
They've Don't moved you me. On.
Yeah, PHP was nice, but, yeah, gotta move on.
Okay, so, like, I'm looking at the control panel. It looks like we have, like, a bunch of tools now that we didn't
normally Yeah,
have.
Before the control panel only had, you know, the console and then the world repair, because I guess I just started working on this after a couple months and I just gave up on the old one because this one was so great. It was like, oh yeah, you know, no point in working on the old one anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been working on this since I think MineCon, actually, like the first version of the new version started out at MineCon.
Oh, nice.
And now we're finally releasing it in June. You know, we're pretty late. You know, we said we were gonna get it out in March. We said we were gonna get it out in April, and that did not happen because I am, you know, I'm like Valve when it comes to estimations. Literally,
Valve time. Yes.
If I say a week, it means three.
Right.
But as far as the new features go, you know, the old control panel is just, you know, controlling your server really quickly, but this one adds a lot more to the table. Like, for example, before you'd have to wait like a couple days for me to add a bucket version to the updater, and now you can download any build as soon as the bucket team releases it. Like, if you can get it yourself, you can install it from our control panel the moment it's released. And you know, the new Tekkit mod, I've never actually played Tekkit, but everyone wanted it, and now we've got that as well. So if people wanted Tekkit servers, listen in for the giveaway later. You'll be able to have one.
Tekkit! We can do Tekkit now. We got a little button here I can click and go Tekkit.
Yeah, you can.
Don't know what that is.
I don't know. Maybe you should.
And there's Chunkster. What? Tell me about Chunkster.
Well, Chunkster's the you know, the tool that repairs worlds. We didn't create it. It was a third party tool, but we implemented it into the control panel, and now it's a lot easier to use. Like, instead of having to type in the world name, it automatically brings up the list of every world in your server, so you can just, oh well, this world's broken. Let me go click this button, and oh, let's get rid of the mobs. And if you remember, like back in 1.1, the experience orbs would lag the server. You can, you know, just click a button, and all those will go away.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Cool. Nice.
So you don't have to, like, freak out, like, oh my god, my world's gone, and then you have to delete it because your server lags out every time you use it. No, you just click a couple buttons and it's fixed.
So that's cool. So, and you get your FTP information, of course, and databases, create databases, see all your files, and add subusers.
Yeah, that's another difference. That's another big difference. Is the old control panel, you know, there was only one user per server.
Right.
Now you're able to, you know, invite your friends, and you can say, oh, you know, I want this guy to have access to power, but, you know, not files because he's an idiot and he'll blow up the server or something.
Yeah. And I love that now you can, and I can't remember if you can do it in the last one, but you can pop out the console, which also gives you
that's
the
a new one.
Metrics.
You can now pop out the console and leave the rest of the panel. Like, you can exit out the main panel and you can just have it up on one of your screens. So if anything goes wrong, you've got, you know, the CPU information. You can see how many players are connected now. You couldn't do that in the old panel. You know, it's updated instantly. So the moment I connect, it'll show, one. Like, you can literally just look at your panel and it'll update. You don't have to refresh. That's one of the things about this panel, is that we made it so you don't have to refresh to get new information. Almost every single last statistic is updated on the fly.
Well, that's very cool. This will be a big help to mods who can't be on the server. It's definitely great for that. And I think everybody should definitely go out right now, get you a server at lethaldrive.com/theshaft. Does that still work? I don't know if that's...
Yeah, the code at the shaft works, but that's nowhere near as good as the giveaway we're going to do later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what are we doing? What are we doing? We haven't even talked about that, really. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we have a bunch of room, and it's summertime, and we figured, let's give away a bunch of servers. So it's pretty simple to get a server. Anyone can go and sign up. Basically, it's a promotional code, so you go on our website. And what you're going to want to do is place an order for a regular server. So you just go to the order form and pretty much don't click anything. And then you go to checkout and you enter in the code. Get ready for it. What is it? Actually, let me go look that up.
That's a weird code. What is it? Type it in right now.
I
what
thought the code was
is the code? Da, 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 da.
What is the code?
I knew I wouldn't.
Guess how many O's are in it? Oh!
Okay. Yeah, no, okay, so if you want to get a free server from Lethal Drive for the next 2 months, a basic server that'll probably hold 5 to 10 players, depending on what you do with it, you can go to our website, place an order, like I said, and then use the code SHAFTSUMMER. There's no space. SHAFTSUMMER.
You sure you don't want to do digging the vein?
I could duplicate.
No, I'm kidding. Don't listen to me.
Digging the vein.
So they go here and they click on order.
Mm-hmm. They go to the website, they click on order, and you basically place the basic order, but if you wanted to, you can get like more RAM for more players, but you'll have to pay for that. So basically it's giving you $10 of credit for the next 2 months, more or less.
Okay. And so they go there, they click on new thing, and then they put in their name of what they like for their service, and they click...
Yeah, like your server's the shaft, for example.
Okay, so they click order, and then it'll be on like monthly or whatever, but they don't click anything there, they just click checkout.
For this one, they have to click monthly.
Whoa.
Okay, you dropped out there, but they click monthly, and then they put in Shaft Summer under promotional code, and click validate code, and then complete order, and it looks like you had to put in some information, like your name. I'm just doing this at the same time so I can see what's going on. I'm not getting a free server myself. Yes, my son really wanted one, so I kind of...
He wants his own server?
So, well, he keeps getting banned from other servers. What am I going to do, you know? my password strength is way too
weak. We need to get that griefer graphic he used on the E3 video.
What was it?
Remember Nick the griefer from the E3 last year?
Oh, yeah.
Need to get a picture of Jake. Dink! Link, link.
That's right. Interviewed a
creeper. Wow. The code's already been used 3 times. You guys are quick.
They're faster than me. I can't get my data in fast enough. Am I going to get one in time?
The servers will be activated instantly. Like, literally, the moment you press complete order, you're going to have a server in the next, 10 seconds.
So if you're listening to this live, the chances are you're probably not going to get one. So next time, you should be in our chat room and listen live. You slackers. Yes.
Well, I've been tweeting at everybody. I'm like, go listen to the shaft if you want a free server.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet the code after the stream is over, but whoever wants a server now, listeners are first. Cool
listeners
kids.
In the chat room, you're first.
That's
go
cool.
Get you one.
Yeah.
Go get you one, and if you don't want to tell me because, you know. Because
we want to give it to somebody who does want
it. Okay, there it is. And it's just that easy. Seriously, you just go there and do what we said. Put in minimal information, your name, phone number, email, address, and that code, which is Shaft Summer, and it will zero out your balance and just click continue, and bam, it's there. You'll get an email shortly. You'll have an order number, and you'll have a server for the summer. So go do it right now. Get your free server. And I'll tell you what. We use one of these servers that's just a 256 on our the backlot is what we call it, where we do recording. And we'll have, 4 to 6 people on, and it's awesome. There's no lag. It's so easy to get our map files on there. You have full FTP access to get whatever maps you want. And I'll tell you what. We've probably been abusing the service, I'll tell you right now, Jacob, because we don't delete any maps. We just rename them.
Yeah, so I noticed the chunkster list was, boom, I was going to have you guys demonstrate it with that server. Just because of that.
So they're great servers. I can't tell you enough. We've had a lot of use out of these servers. So go get one. We're not going to continue on longer about this because you'll all fall asleep. Just go get your server.
But and if you don't manage to get a server for whatever reason, you have a big problem if that happens. I don't know how you could possibly miss this. There's 40 of them.
Yeah.
But there is a code also for the rest of the summer for 20% off for life. The shaft code only gets you 25% off the first cycle.
Oh.
So the rest of the summer, if you order a server anytime in the summer up until August, you will get 20% off for the rest of its lifetime.
For life. That's like a TiVo subscription. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So basically, $5 for 256 megabytes is now $4 for 256 megabytes.
Okay. Sweet.
And the bigger server you get, the bigger discount you get. The more money you save.
Yeah.
And the more money you save, it's, I hear kittens live longer.
Yep. So, yeah.
So, Jake, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, what are we at 2 hours yet?
Yeah, we're going really long.
Yeah.
So, Jacob, thank you so much for letting us know about this offer. And tweet it out. We'll retweet it when we see it. And everybody go take a look and get you a free server. There's only 40 of them. He says that everybody will get one, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Get you one.
Get you one. Wow!
Leave you guys with my crappy microphone, unless you want me to stay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to tell you your crappy microphone to leave them.
Yeah.
But thank you again, and we will definitely talk to you soon.
Yeah.
We'll want to hear how it did, and if they all got taken.
Yep.
We'll let you know how many orders. Let's see how it is right now. Hold on.
I saw.
Holy crap!
We lost.
I
think you said 30.
Have already been taken.
30 of them?
Yeah.
There's 10 more.
Ten more.
Race for the ring.
I saw in the chat room, Jay Gaz's mom got one, and
I got five.
That's two free things that we've given her. We also gave her Minecon tickets, remember?
Through
Typefrag.
That's right.
So we just give away all kinds of stuff.
And if anybody gets one of these free servers, let me know. I will come and build a cobblestone noob tower on your server. I will come and visit it.
Don't forget, use these servers to build your Shaft logo for a chance to win a free copy of Frass as well.
Before you guys kick me off, just to answer a couple questions. On the third month, it will start charging you normally for the server. So if you want to keep it, you're going to have to start paying for it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone in the chat asked, Kaylin asked if you can upgrade it. You can upgrade and downgrade all Lethal Drive servers at any time.
And just one thing to add on to that, you don't have to put in any payment information today.
Yeah.
He's not saying you're automatically going to start getting
charged.
It says
PayPal, but that's just because the billing center, you know, it's just there. It doesn't realize, oh, it's free already. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't
actually. So you don't have to enter it. And you don't even have to put in your phone number. Like, we don't call our clients or anything, so you can put all zeros.
So put 555.
Oh, yes. 555.
Very cool. Well, thank you again, Jacob, and we'll talk to you soon again.
All right. See you, man.
And you still there, Matt?
I'm still here.
Did you happen to get a server for free just now?
No, I mean, it would be a waste. I've already got a couple servers. I don't want to take them up and steal people's spots.
That's true.
Yeah.
I want to be good. And
you know, you could have signed up for one and then sold it. I got a server for a couple of months. I'll sell it to you for $20.
$10 gets you a server.
Aren't they
for
like
three
$4 months, or something?
That's awesome. You know, you save them $2. Didn't
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man, you're a hustler.
Hustler.
Oh, 39 out of 40.
Wow.
Really? One left.
Yep.
That was really quick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome. So, So we should move on to these other things. We should move on.
Sightings. Hey. Do we just want to skip sightings this week?
I watched them all. Like, I already looked at them.
Is there anything that's time specific, or can we hold them off till next week?
Let's say this. Matt, do you have any videos you would like to talk about?
Yeah.
Or any mods or any links?
If nobody has seen that Ugo Craft mod, that's kind of like revolutionary in my opinion as far as mods go. Did
Ugo
you guys see that?
Craft. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It's Ugo or something. It was a Japanese developer who came up with it, And basically, like, it allows you to add, like, rotation blocks and, and actually, like, move blocks around. And there's, like, there's detection on, like, collision. You could actually, like, stand on a block while it's moving and stuff. It's crazy.
I did
a spotlight, and then the Yogscast did a spotlight. Mine was first.
That's okay.
But
here's when they do that a lot. Like, as soon as you do a video, they come out behind you and do another one.
But it's, like, after me. So I'm like, oh, man, you guys.
Those guys are on it. They are on it. They know what they're doing. They're, like, doing these videos.
They probably, you know what, they're probably subscribed, and then they look at mine, and then they know what to make videos for.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it
that's
works.
That's probably what happens.
Pretty sure. I did want to mention this just because Esteban from Curse, where I work, actually showed me this today, and I thought it was amazing. It's a 14-floor instant elevator. So you click a button, the elevator opens, you get on it, and it shoots up to the floor. I mean, it's awesome.
Fast.
How does it do it?
You can just, it's all pistons. Yeah. And you can magnets. Pull it and put it into your server.
Does it do it on a slant? Does it push you up?
Straight up.
No, straight.
Straight up.
Huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, now I got
to
look at it.
And it's crazy fast. So we'll link to that.
So we'll cover the rest of them next week.
That sounds good. Do we got some knocking to do?
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Housekeeping.
Really? Wait a minute. I didn't hear you. Who is it?
Housekeeping.
Is that the Australian?
I'm sad.
Uh-oh, she's sad. Why are you sad?
I did not get a server from Lethal Drive.
Sorry, housekeeper. Maybe next time. Where's that mint?
Mint for pillow.
If you hadn't been busy with your mints, you could have gotten a free server.
Yes, I know.
So, we really don't have much this week, except for PlayOnCon.
Yeah, we got PlayOnCon coming up next month. And I am trying to solidify. Everybody's been contacting me. What all's going on Minecraft? Who all's coming? And I'm like, everybody keeps saying, but I've sent out an open call. Please, if you are going to PlayOnCon and you are a, you know, Minecraft person who, you know, of note that you think will be of a draw so that, you know, you want your other friends to come and stuff like that, send me a message. Let me know. I'm going to put together a list of all the Minecraft people who are going. Right now, we're all going. Aurelian's going. Opaque Mango, Dorkerific. We've got Joe Hills and his whole Nashville crew. We've got Wolf21's coming. Aztec Consulting.
Pool Shark.
Pool Shark Wizard's coming. We've got.
I'm going too.
RP Gamer says he might be going. I'm trying to get Bitburner to come. I'm trying to get Luckland to come. I'm trying to get Paul Source to come.
Matt, are you coming? I mean, I know you're in Canada.
What is it?
It's a gaming convention at the end of July in Birmingham, Alabama. It's called PlayOnCon, and we're trying to make it into a mini MineCon.
Oh, jeez. I wish. I don't think I could go to that Not so soon.
Yeah, he hates that, too. He hates a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't hate anything.
I hate all your excavation stations and your convention. But anyway, if you're going, let me know, because Blame the Controller says he might be able to, because I'm trying to get a list of people who are coming, because if we can get a core body that everybody is like, oh yeah, it'll make more people come to the event, and it'll be a bigger and bigger thing.
Yeah, and you can plan at that point.
Right.
If you have enough people that are coming for Minecraft, you can do a whole track on Minecraft.
Well, I am doing a track on Minecraft. I'm going to have at least 5 Minecraft events. If I can get Bit down, I was even going to get him to have a Club Nether thing going on. I was going to have him do some spinning, but evidently he's got some surgery or something, or something stupid and I don't know. So anyway,
keep that kind of.
And we do have somebody coming to the convention from the Netherlands. So you have no excuse because it's too far. Okay, we have somebody coming from the Netherlands. Anyway, my point is, the more people that come, the more people will want to come. And I'm already doing some Minecraft events, and I'd like to go ahead and solidify those down. Additionally, if you've got some good, like, Minecrafty kind of show stuff that you think would be good programming, let me know. And I'm going to try to get a good solid list by the middle of next week so that I can publicize that about what's going on with all the Minecraft
stuff. We talked about Yeti Craft like a few episodes ago, didn't we? Are they going?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so Yeti Craft will be there?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. I mean, have we been every year? I don't know if Eric and I
yes,
have been
yeah,
every
you have
year.
Been every year. And you can go to www.playoncon.com and get the information.
He put the W's in there.
He did. He's
I
good
did.
At that.
I do that.
It's adding a little bit extra.
Because bam! Those are my initials.
That's
www.
Initials. That's yeah. right.
So, but it's always fun. I mean, it's always a blast. You always have to leave too soon. You'll just enjoy yourself. To me, it's like... It's a convention that's it grows every year, but it's still small enough that you see everybody that you saw the year before, and you can actually enjoy just the parties and everything with people,
yeah.
and not be too crowded,
right?
You know what I mean? It's very good about getting everybody together.
That's a good point.
I think it's a lot of fun, and I think you will too. So go to it. What else? What else? Anything else? The server, Shaftlands, is 125 now. Go have fun on it. And go check out the video that Seagon made. Check out the show notes for that. Be sure to go to YouTube, to youtube.com/deadworkersparty, and check out our videos. We're trying to do one or two a day.
Yep.
Go check out Minecrafted. He's got a ton of videos. Minecraft stuff and also non-Minecraft stuff. You can get to his channels. I assume they're sub-boxed on your Minecrafted.
There's a linky link at the top for all that stuff.
So check that out. Follow him on Twitter, and that's at Minecrafted _.
Whoa. Didn't you have something from Spencer? Didn't you have a song from Spencer?
I think that's going to have to be dropped in. Because okay. I don't have any out.
How do we get a
song?
Also, let's get Minecrafted to 100K. You're reaching 100,000.
I'm so close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very close. And everyone keeps telling me I got to show my face at 100,000. And I'm like, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting in trouble, too. Because like I'm saying, like, I don't know if I'm going to. And then I'm getting yelled at. And
he's saying it right now. He's going to show his face if he gets to 100K tonight.
And they're going to find out that he's really a werewolf.
Yeah. Oh, you guys actually probably you guys are one of the only few people who have seen me and my close friends because I'm probably on there on my Skype picture.
Yeah, I did see your picture on Skype, and he is a werewolf.
And if you get us 50K, we'll show you a picture of him.
A lot of people have hunted me down actually on my Facebook, and I don't know how they do it, but there's some sneaky devils, and they keep adding me, and I keep having to deny it. Somehow find me. I don't know how.
Enjoy it, dude. I add everyone, but that's probably because I only have to add like 3 people.
I got like family on there. What if they message like my sisters and aunts and stuff? Like, well, hey, I like your family.
That's true. That would be creepy.
Yeah, well, it can be. I mean, but it's like every once in a while I'll see a message from like Instagram. I'm on Instagram. My wife's on Instagram, and I'll see a message from someone on mine that's like, hey, effer. Like, I won't say the word, but they'll say dirty words, and then I'll see them post on my wife's, like, I'll be like, oh, don't go over there and say the same things.
Please. Yeah.
But usually it's good. They'll say, like, nice picture, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's good. Don't call her an effer.
So I got my first IP to go build a noob tower on. I'm heading over there now.
Man, I want to head on some of those.
Noob it up.
I'm going to totally build a noob tower and put my name on it and get banned.
Yes.
For building a noob tower on a server.
So thank you all so much. Come back next week, 3 p.m. Central on Sunday. Well, I don't know. It's Father's Day. It may be at a different time. Yeah. But thanks, everyone, so much for coming.
Thank you, guys.
To the show. Wes knows what I'm doing.
Are you killing time?
And thank you, Matt. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a blast.
Okay. Well, that was great. We should do that again.
Should do it again. In 5 minutes.
Yeah. And happy birthday,
happy
Eric.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank
yes,
you.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
This is Danny Bull American, and you are watching The Shaft. Podcast show thing. Daddy Go American out.
Did you even know that the first animal to enter a balloon ride took place in 1812 and it was a sheep and a duck?
Huh. Bye, love show.
Hi guys, this is Spencer. I hope you're all doing okay. But really I'm mainly calling to talk to Eric, because it's his birthday. And I was really excited about his birthday, so last night I took a bunch of bath salts and I wrote this song, wrote and performed this birthday song. Now, it was the first time I ever took bath salts, so the actual effects might have made this song a little strange, but you know, anyway, I thought I'd share it with you anyway, just because, you know, it came from a good place, a place of love and really of respect. I respect Eric so much that I you know what, here, I'm just going to play the song. Here we go.
Happy birthday, Eric! Oh my God, you're so awesome! I love you so much that it's just so great! And I want to, like, put, like, 48,000 candles in your face and eat your face! I want to eat your face! I'm going to eat your face while we're both naked under an overpass in Miami! But not, like, in a weird way, because it's just so great that it's your birthday! It's your birthday, Eric, and I'm gonna eat your face! Eat your face! I'm going so hungry for faces! Oh God!
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that eats like a meal.